بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم Allah and dear brothers, as we've heard the ayat of Quran Sharif, you know, the month of Ramadan is on our doorstep. And the month of Ramadan, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to make dua for qabooliyat, that Allah accept their ibadat in the month of Ramadan. From after Ramadan for 6 months is to make dua. And 6 months prior to Ramadan is to make dua for the month of Ramadan. And then the Mubarak dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displaying to the ummah his anticipation, his shauq, his desire. That this was the main month of the entire Islamic year that we are waiting for. And already in Rajab, the dua would begin, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam is making dua. Did Ya Allah give me barakat in my life and my health? Give me barakat, I want to see the month of Ramadan. He understood, and we understand from his Mubarak dua, that Nabi Ali salatu wasalam is making dua for barakat in his life, in his sihat, in his health, to see the month of Ramadan, because there's so much to get in the month of Ramadan. For us to understand that there's so much Allah wants to give in the month of Ramadan, awwaluhu rahmah. The first 10 days of rahmat, the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One wave, one drop of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they say, kamai gya. His work is done. He secured one drop of rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Mufassirin say that one drop of rahmat of Allah, Allah will grant him tawfiq al-ta'ah, divine ability to obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala every moment of his life. One drop of the rahmat of Allah. Allah says, your work is done. Even if you don't wake up Fajr namaz, I will wake you up. At that time the neighbor's dog will start barking. At that time the baby will wake up and start crying. So don't curse the dog, don't shout the baby, Allah wants you Fajr time. Because you got my rahmat. So how I will make intizam for you and system will work for you. That I will pull you towards my obedience. That if you don't come towards me, I'll send someone to pick you up. Like how is mentioned in Masnavi Sharif, that there was a little ant in Iraq. There's an anecdote that the ant heard about the green dome of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ant stood on his hind legs and his back legs, raised his hands, short legs. He said, oh my Allah, where a small ant like me to reach the haram of Madina Munawwar and see the green dome? I'll never reach there. How will I make it? But Ya Allah, you are Qadir. You are all powerful. You will take me. Whether it's restrictions or no restrictions. He made the dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears the, when Allah's rahmat is there, it's called nafahat, special moments Allah has given us to take from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but we have to present ourselves and be ready for it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard the little voice of the ant, and Allah inspired a pigeon of the haram of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a friend of mine that wants to come and see the green dome, go and pick him up. That pigeon flew to Iraq, landed there on the tarmac, and says to the little ant, Allah has sent your booing for you. They get on now. Where are you taking me? I want to show you the green dome. I want to show you the green dome of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hold tight, close your eyes, there will be turbulence, but you'll reach there. The rahmat of Allah, everything will happen. There will be turbulence in one's life, but I'm in the rahmat of Allah. The first 10 days of rahmat, but to prepare my heart to receive the rahmat of Allah. In the Quranic ayat, Allah ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ سُرَ لَا أُقْسِمُوا بِهَذَا الْبَلَدْ. Allah takes a qasam upon هذا البلد, the city of Makkah al-Mukarrama. Allah says, I take a qasam in the city of Makkah al-Mukarrama, this peaceful city. وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدْ. And by the qasam of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who reside in Makkah al-Mukarrama. وَوَالِدِي وَمَا وَلَدْ. And qasam by the walid, the father, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and all his children. Allah says, in regards to all your children of Adam, I have made them in difficulty. They will live in difficulty. This concept we have that life has to be smooth sailing. We took it, we know where we took it from. Our schooling, Western culture, education, the haram television. Their life should be like this. They're acting so well, they got award for it also, but their own life is so terrible. Allah said, by default, this worldly life is difficult. Nothing is easy. Fasting, difficult. Taqwa, mushkil. Allah says, from the time your inception took place in your mother's womb, it was only difficulty for her. Nothing was easy. When she gave birth to you also was difficulty. Then to suckle you and breastfeed you, difficulty. She had to sacrifice her eating time, her sleeping. Then to wean you off the milk also, she had to put a stone on her heart that you are crying, but she can't feed you now. Difficulty. Then when you began to teeth, then also the fever started, difficulty. When you began to walk, you fell down, difficulty. You fell from the bed, you fell from the table, you fell from the chair. Everything of insan, then kamai, then to earn a living, also difficulty. To see to the children, also difficulty. Then the biggest difficulty, sakarat, ghamarat of maut, the pangs of death. And then to leave the world, also difficulty. Then qabr, hashar, qiyamat. Allah says, I made you difficulty. By default, life is difficult. This concept that we have, that everything must be smooth. Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, if you want to find the sweetness of this worldly life, Allah has kept it only in three things. Only in three things. In salah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the coolness of my eyes in salah. Ya Bilal, arihna aqimis salah. O Bilal, give the iqama, so that our hearts may get comfort and rest. In salah I find rest. When I'm reading my namaz, I say to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm so happy to be here. Ya Allah, I wanted to be here, nowhere else. To stand in front of you is the best place to be. Not that after the farz of the Jumu'ah salah, then now I'm bolting out of the masjid like I was in a prison. Ya Allah, I want to be here. To be close to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that I am close to you. If they ask you about me, O Nabi of Allah, tell them, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, when my slaves ask about me, then tell them, I am very close. And I respond to their dua also. How close is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Allah says, I am closer to you than your jugular vein also. What is jugular vein? I'm closer to you than your own life. The point here is, each one of us loves our lives. We love our lives. That's why we have security upon security, alarm system, burglar guards. We love our life. We want to live our life. Allah says, you love your life, but I'm closer to you than your own life. You should love me more before you love yourself. I am closer to you. So Allah has made insan and worldly life in difficulty. Everything is difficult. The first thing you'll find sweetness, Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, you should find sweetness and look for sweetness and make an endeavor and effort to find sweetness in salah. Allah has kept it there on the musalla, in sajda. Second place, find it in Quran tilawat. When I'm talking to my Allah, I'm speaking to my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And thirdly, in the dhikr of Allah, when I take the name of my Allah, that the entire sweetness like honey flows through my body like blood. He says, وَإِلَّمْ تَجِدُوا, if you don't find it there, if you don't find sweetness of iman and worldly life in salah, in Quran and dhikr, then he says, understand, الْبَابُ مُغْلَقْ, your door has closed. Your door is closed. Because you look in the wrong place. The effort should be upon these three avenues. But the amount of effort that we're supposed to be putting in these three avenues, we're putting into our necessities where Allah has not kept it. Allah has not kept the sweetness of life in holidays, in sports, in entertainment. After the holiday, we know, my Honorable Ustaz and Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib says, you go for the best holiday, 1 week, 2 weeks. After 1 week, the housewife will say, I'm waiting to get back home. Why? We had enough takeaway food, I want to cook a little bit now. The fingers are itching. And the husband will say, also my fingers are itching. Say, how come? He say, the only notices I'm getting on my phone are the reserved purchases, transactions, EFTs are going out, nothing coming in. I need to get back to the till now, my fingers are itching also. There's only money going out, there's nothing coming in. Holiday is long enough now. When we get back home, what they say, we need another holiday now. Allah hasn't kept it there. Allah, the amount of effort we put in that to look for the sweetness, we put in so much effort in there just to make things comfortable, nothing wrong must happen in my life. Everything must be smooth. Allah said, I made you feel covered in difficulty. Nothing is going to be smooth. All that effort should be put in your salah to make that perfect. My home must be perfect. People say, I'm a perfectionist. A person comes in the house, he's doing some carpentry or some building, you see the tiling, you see the door, who's your carpenter, who's your plumber? That is perfect, he knows about that. But see his salah, that effort supposed to go in the salah, that effort supposed to go in my Quran tilawat, the effort supposed to go in my dhikr, there Allah has kept sweetness. And all his difficulties of life will become easy when I got Allah with me. Allah will make it easy for me. Everything can happen around me. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu performing namaz, and a snake came into the room. It was a hue and a cry. He didn't hear one single sound. Namaz finished, he finished his salah. He said, didn't you hear anything? I haven't heard anything. There was a snake in the room about to bite the child. He said, I don't know. I was in Mi'raj already. I was gone. 34,000 feet above sea level, they say. This is higher than that also. So what they found in salah, Allah has kept till today also. But that effort we're putting now everywhere else. Allah has given us the month of Ramadan, yes, difficulty. But for us to make that effort, ya Allah, this soman, this fasting has become sweet to me. That I enjoy it. The seri, the iftari, the taraweeh. The taraweeh, I'm standing before Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, ya Allah, I don't want this to finish. We shouldn't say this Quran tilawat is music to the ears, a dhikr to my ears. This is dhikr, Allah's name has been taken. Our ulama say when we hear the Quran tilawat in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we should become ecstatic. My Allah's name has been taken. When Nabi alayhi salatu salam was returning from Taif, in that pitiable state of his, how he was battered and he was persecuted. And then he went into an orchard. That slave Addas saw him. The master said, we don't know who this person is, but look at his condition. Take some grapes for him. When he took the grapes for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a non-Muslim at that time, but he believed in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but not completely. So he brought the grapes for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took the grapes and said, Bismillah. When he heard the name of Allah, he went into a hal ecstatic. How do you know my Allah? He said, I am a Nabi of Allah. I am his messenger. Where are you from? I'm from Nineveh. Oh, the city of Yunus alayhi salam, my brother. How do you know Yunus is my Nabi? I'm also a Nabi of Allah. We are brothers from Nubuwat. We're both the messengers of Allah. Tabarak. He became ecstatic hearing the name of Allah. Today we hear Taraweeh. How many minutes? How's the readers? Allah is affording us an opportunity and an audience to stand in His court. Just get through to some politician or some prime minister, president, won't even think about it. Allah is Malikul Muluk, the King of all kings. Allah is saying free entry. Stand as long as you want to. You stand in front of me. And ulama say, we must believe in our hearts, as long as I am standing in the court of Allah before my creator, my sustainer, my nourisher, the one that takes care of everything. As long as I am close to him in salah and standing before him, whatever my needs are out of salah, he will take care of it. He will take care of it. How can it be that I am spending time with Allah and Allah will allow any harm to come to my dunya or life? Somebody gives us a guarantee, don't worry, sort it out, done. We go, no, we're smiling, alhamdulillah, taken care of. Allah says, your work is done. Taraweeh salah, stand before me, enjoy yourself. The Quran is being recited. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made insan in difficulty, nothing will be smooth, but we have to make that effort to find the sweetness in salah, in Quran, in dhikr. And Allah has given us the month of Ramadan for this. As I mentioned, Sahaba Ikram for 6 months would make dua for the month of Ramadan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made 2 duas. Every moon that was sighted, they are Muslim duas. Hilal khairin wa rushdin. Ya Allah, let this be a moon that will bring goodness and guidance. Sunnah dua. Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam. Ya Allah, let this moon dawn upon us with safety, peace and Islam. These 2 duas were mentioned every month. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would recite these du'as. But when he came to the month of Ramadan, 2 months before already making du'a for the month of Ramadan. third dua. Allah barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. And then more than that, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan li wa sallimhu lana li mutaqabbala. Allah, keep me healthy, well for the month of Ramadan, and make Ramadan also conducive for me, and accept it from me. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making this dua, then I should think to myself, Ya Allah, have I understood the month of Ramadan? The Nabi of Allah has understood, he is making this dua, have I understood it? Has my wife and children at home understood what the month of Ramadan is bringing? The first part of rahmat. I only mention one point of rahmat. Allah will give divine ability. Second benefit of rahmat, Allah will open rosy also to assist you to perform your salah, not to do haram activities, but such a rosy halal that will bring you towards salah, that will take your children out of masiyat and disobedience, bring them to obedience. That tafsir of rahmat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you dukhul jannat, entry into jannah. Fourth point, bila hisab wala kitab, no books open, go straight into jannah. We've got the first 10 days of our life is made of rahmat. Second 10 days maghfirat, Allah will forgive. What is forgiveness? I will conclude on this. Maghfirat, to forgive and forget. We know in the family, sometimes friends, partners, we got some tension. Something happened between two people. The amount of tension between them, whether it be a family member also, and we make dua, Ya Allah, I hope I don't bump into him. In salah also, Ya Allah, I hope I don't see him in that masjid. And I'm going through his locality, Ya Allah, I hope I don't get a puncture also. That he must be the one to come and assist me. Because there's some tension. You got doubt for walima. Person goes, there's only one seat left at that table where he's sitting. Inna lillah, how am I going to eat? The food won't go down my throat also now. I can't look up, I can't look left, I can't look right. But the person just gives a smile. He says, bhai, maaf karjo, make maaf. Make maaf. Husband and wife, tension is carrying on. After Jummah, he goes home, and she says, make maaf, I'm sorry. Finish. The lunch now becomes different. Simple food it is now, but now the taste is different because they made maaf. Forgiveness is done. Now the tension is gone. Now I can eat well, I can sleep well. Allah is saying, my banda, there's tension between us. 11 months there was tension. Come Ramadan, let's make maafi now. Now you relax. Now you enjoy the taraweeh. Now you enjoy your Quran tilawat. The next 11 months enjoy yourself. Make maafi now. Everything is forgotten and forgiven. Well, today we say is forgiven, but not forgotten. So don't come near me, but I make you maaf. Allah say both forgiven and forgotten. He's deleted off the records completely. Second 10 days, maghfirat. Last 10 days, Allah says freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Just prepare for the month of Ramadan. What we have to do, whatever gunas we have, get it out of our lives. Stop it now. And increase our Quran tilawat. One page, two page. Little effort from our side, Allah will open the doors. There's one banya, my dear brother, I'll conclude on this inshallah. One banya in the month of Ramadan in India wasn't a Muslim. He passed away. A pious person saw him in a dream. Say, banya, you walking in Jannat? He said, Ponche, how you reach Jannat? What happened to you? I know you as a kafir your entire life. He says, Bhaiji, what must I tell you? He says that in the month of Ramadan, when you used to be fasting the Muslims in my area, I used to feel ashamed to eat in public. I used to take my lunch at the back of the shop and eat quietly. Allah loved that action of mine so much, that which was, so to say, forbidden for me to say, just before I passed away, Allah put the kalima on my tongue. And I passed away with iman. Just respecting the month of Ramadan, non-Muslim got jannat. If we will respect the month of Ramadan, put off our televisions, take out the haram from our phones, introspect, see where's a blockage in my taqwa, some in policy, insurance, some haram thing, I mean, what? Get it out. Ya Allah, I don't need it. This must be the best Ramadan of my life. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to make amal. Alhamdulillah.